With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker with our nation's 250th birthday right around the corner. A new survey finds American pride hitting a new low for those who are on the left. Now, Republicans and conservatives are extremely proud of our country. Here's correspondent Laura Winters.
The new Gallup poll finds just 33% of those surveyed are extremely proud to be an American. But the breakdown is vastly different between parties. For example, 70% of Republicans say they are extremely proud to be an American, while only 14% of Democrats share the sentiment, the poll taken in the first 2 weeks of June. Laura Winters reporting.
Wildfires in the West still causing problems. Spokeswoman Alyssa Mason says they're hoping and praying for cooler temperatures, higher humidity, and less wind.
If a shift goes the right way for us, it could push the fire back in on itself. And that would be great because there isn't much fuel left for it to kind of burn. But if it changes it and it decides to go a new direction, that could push it kind of in a direction away from some of our containment lines we've been working on the last couple days.
From the Midwest to the East Coast, watch out. It is promising to be a scorcher.
Especially by Wednesday, we'll start seeing it really impact areas of like the Ohio Valley, through the Mid-Atlantic and into the Northeast. And it looks like the main, like the primary time frame for like the most extreme heat will be on Thursday and Friday, both. We're looking at Thursday probably being the period where we see the most potential for record highs.
National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Kleebauer. In Venezuela, they continue looking for bodies. The death count, more than 1,700. This is SRN News. Do people know that you are a Christian? Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with that story.
Lifeway Research has been asking that question to Protestant churchgoers, and only 53% of them say that most of the people they know are aware that they're followers of Christ. 30% say most people don't know. But the survey also reveals that a strong majority of Christians are fully prepared to share their faith. 65% say they would have no hesitation letting a non-Christian person know they are a believer. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supreme Court decision not to allow a Rastafarian to sue prison officials for cutting his hair being seen as a rare defeat for religious freedom in the High Court. Experts say the case underscores the complexity and far-reaching nature of religious freedom laws in the U.S. and increasingly diverse faith traditions. Christians now represent about 62% of the American population. This is SRN News. A JetBlue pilot telling an air traffic controller the plane hit a drone over New Jersey as they turned to approach JFK International early Monday morning.
Well, the tower JetBlue 948 is just past assault for runway 13 left.
JetBlue 948, Kennedy Tower, runway 13 left, clear to land.
We are clear to land, 13 left. And just quickly, I couldn't talk to approach, but we collided with a drone back there in the turn as we're coming to assault. Just wanted to pass that to you.
You said you collided?
Yep, it hit us right above the cockpit.
All right, so it was about like what, two miles back at,
yep,
at 3,000 feet you were at?
Affirmative. Go ahead and back it up about 10 to 12 miles back at 3,000 feet.
Officials do say there were no injuries on board the aircraft or on the ground, and of course the investigation is underway. More details, srnnews.com.